Newtown, Connecticut is a quiet New England community, old stone walls, clapboard houses. A shallow river runs through it on the east by a village called Sandy Hook. About 5 miles away, in a large home on a suburban, almost country road, 52-year-old Nancy Lanza lived with her son Adam. Sometime before 9:30 last Friday morning, Lanza shot his mother several times in the head. He then drove to Sandy Hook Elementary. Shortly after, a school staffer called 911.
Call is indicating she thinks there's someone shooting in the building.
The school doors were locked. Adam Lanza shot his way through a pane of glass.
The front glass has been broken out of the school. They're unsure why.
He left a shotgun in the car and carried a semi-automatic assault rifle and two pistols, all legally owned by his mother. He packed hundreds of rounds of ammunition in many high-capacity magazines.
The individual that I have on the phone is continuing to hear what he believes to be gunfire.
The school had a drill for something like this. The teachers went into lockdown. They hid their children in classrooms and told them to be quiet. A clerk, Marianne Jacob, was working in the library.
One of our doors wasn't locked, we discovered, so we went into a back storage room and locked the kids in there. There was crayons and paper in the storage room in the back, and we tore some up and gave them clipboards and had them color. And they were asking what's going on. We said, we don't know. Our job is to stay quiet. We knew because I called the office and she told me there was a shooter.
She 112, respond, 12 Dickinson Drive, Sandy Hook School. Medical emergencies.
Lanza opened fire with the assault rifle, which shoots as fast as he could pull the trigger. Inside two classrooms and the hall outside, he killed 12 girls and 8 boys, all first graders, along with 6 women who worked at the school, teachers, the school psychologist, and the principal. He then shot himself in the head with one of the pistols.
The shooting appears to have stopped.
We have suspect down. I got bodies here. Let's get him one.
Police arrived and also forced their way into the still locked building. One 8-year-old witness told NPR that his teacher refused to unlock the door until a policeman pushed a badge underneath it to prove who he was. Teachers rushed the children out of the school and toward the fire station, where dozens of parents waited anxiously. An ambulance took 3 victims to a hospital in neighboring Danbury, where 2 of them succumbed to their wounds. That's about everything that police and government officials have confirmed about the crime. State Police Lieutenant Paul Vance.
We did seize a great deal of evidence. Our detectives have executed numerous search warrants in this case. We do not detail the content of what we seize in any criminal investigation. I can tell you that we were successful in seizing a great deal of evidence in this investigation. All that evidence, every stitch of it, needs to be analyzed, and it will be, whether it's at our forensic laboratory or by specialists within our department or other departments as time goes on.
Vance said police are satisfied with their progress so far. He said the evidence suggests a motive which in the coming days will be made public. That may offer some sort of explanation for the deaths of 20, 6, and 7-year-old children and 7 adult women in the small community of Newtown. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Danbury, Connecticut.